My Fan Club. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. My Fan Club. What a wonderful idea. My Fan Club. I was talking with a person on the phone today who was telling me that today needed to make some changes in their life. They wanted to have better health and better relationships and better life in every possible way. And I talked to them in many different frames of reference, and finally I said to them, you know, the problem that you're experiencing is that you don't like yourself. Oh, but I do. Oh, no, you don't like yourself. Because if you liked yourself, you would be telling me all of the beautiful things about you and all of the wonderful things about me, but instead you're telling me of all the things you'd like to change and all the things you'd like to do differently in your life. Now, we live in the now, and that's the only time we live. So, why not set up our own personal fan club? Have you ever thought of that? I think it'd be a great idea if I had my own fan club. Now, number one reason for having a fan club and being the leader of your own fan club is that you are the only one who knows how to really please yourself. You are the only one who really knows how to do the things that make you so happy and make you so delighted and make you feel so fantastic. You're the only one. Yes, you are. You are the only one. And since you're the only one, you should be having your own fan club. You should be directing your own fan club. Now, what is it that a fan club has? Well, a fan club has fans. A fan club has people who think you're just wonderful. And since we don't have a fan club, and we don't have a bunch of people who think we're just wonderful and are joining this fan club, let's create them. Now, our mommy and daddy, oh, what wonderful folks they are. They gave us all sorts of good attitudes and good thoughts of mind and so forth, and they were rascals in many ways because they told us we were naughty or we were good or we did things perfectly or imperfectly, and coming out of our own family, we really didn't get that tremendous support that would have been nice to have. Some people have it, but of course some people already believe in themselves. And because they believed in themselves, they had a fan club. Now, let's just look at our mother and father. I mean, we want everybody in our fan club. Oh, my goodness, yes. We want everyone in our fan club. So, let's look at our mother. Now, our mother told us that we should behave. Our mother told us that we should have all of these different things that are important in life. And then our mother didn't follow through on doing it in her own self. And she made some mistakes, and she did some dumb things, and then she expected us to do the same dumb things and realize that we are no better than she is. Well, let's give Mom a facelift. Oh, let's look at Mom and say, Mom, this is in our heart now. We're looking in our own mind and our own heart. And we say, Mom, you're gorgeous. Mom, you're beautiful. Mom, everybody in the world loves to talk to you because they feel they're speaking with someone who has such confidence and conviction in what they believe. Mother, you're a wonderful lady. Mother, you are unconditional love. Mother, you go around loving everybody, and everybody in town thinks you're just the most wonderful lady that could ever exist because you, with your unconditional love, there's no sexual overtones or relationship overtones. You got dad and the family. But you have that unconditional love that just loves everybody and sees everybody doing things great. Starting with me, your own kin, your own kid, and starting with your own family. Because you know that everything good starts at home. And so, you see, as we start recreating Mother in the style that she really is, this is the ideal mother. This is the mother that we have. This is the mother that exists in our hearts. This is the mother that is number one on our fan club. And we say, wow, Mom, glad to have you aboard. Glad that you're supporting me and glad that you're backing me up. So wonderful. Now, let's go to Dad. Now, Dad moves up and down and in and out. And sometimes he didn't like us for what we were doing, and sometimes he liked us for what we were doing, and he's just a little inconsistent. So let's have another facelift job, or whatever we're going to call it, for Dad. And let's look at Dad and see Dad as the most powerful, successful, magnificent man on the face of the earth, who everyone respects and admires, who everyone in the world thinks is just the most responsible, most beautiful person that ever existed. And they look at him and they go to him for advice, for judgment, but he puts his family first. He puts me and the rest of the kids and Mom first. He thinks that we are just wonderful. He thinks that we are just the fantasticest family that ever lived in the world. And he just loves to be at home with us. He loves to do things with us. But because he's so efficient, he can do all the things he wants to do, and he can be an advisor from some major committees. He can be an advisor to the president himself. And he can do all these things because he believes in himself. He is a fantastic man. Wow, what a dad I have. And he's a gentle, loving, caring dad. He attends all the functions at school when I was at school. He attends all the functions in college when I was in college. He attends all the functions with my family. Every baby that I had, everyone in my world, he was another number one on my fan club. Everybody is number one on my fan club. You're going to get that message in a little bit too now. But he's number one on my fan club, and he was backing me and supporting me and encouraging me. And man, did things work out great for me. I got the greatest mom and dad in the entire universe. They are the ideal unconditionally loving parents. My, and that's my role model. That's what I follow. And then my brothers and sisters, what supportive kids they are, and what geniuses they are, each in their own right, are magnificent. Each in their own right are successful and happy and content, and each in their own right are like Mom and Dad, unconditionally loving of me, and I of them. I support them on everything they do because they are great, and they have values that Mom and Dad planted in us. They have ways of living that are the ideal for all humanity, for all divinity. They're the greatest. Wow, yes. More members of my fan club. And they're all card-carrying members of my fan club. In other words, they show off to the world that they support me, and they support me, and they think I'm the greatest gal, the greatest guy, the greatest being in the world. They think I'm so wonderful! And I am. And they know it, and I know it. They're my reflection. Mom and Dad, they're my reflection. My sisters and brothers and my aunts and uncles and cousins, all are my reflection. They're all my reflection, and how wonderful they are. Wahoo-wee! How wonderful they are. Now, I go on, and my aunts and uncles and cousins, they all think I'm great. They think, what an honor to have me in their world. What an honor to tell the world that I am related to them. What an honor to say that they are related to me. They're really big boosters in my fan club, and they just think I am wonderful. I can do no wrong. I can do no wrong with anybody. And with my values, I do no wrong. I only do that which is the highest and best and most wonderful. And wow, my fan club grows and grows and grows. And they tell their sisters and brothers, and they tell their families, and they tell their world. Mom and Dad tell their sisters and brothers, and they tell the world. And Dad, who is the advisor to the president, he tells the president that I'm a fantastic being. How about that? And the president sends me a note and says, can I be on your fan club too? Will you be on my fan club? And I say, sure, you bet, you bet, you bet. And you see, the top, the world, the bottom, everywhere, in between, all my fan club, all supporting me. But I sometimes have to do a little facelifting, a little self-creating with members of my fan club, because I used to think of them as not too supportive. Now they're all supportive. I used to think of them as not liking me too much because they didn't understand me, and now they understand me because I understand them. My whole world is a wonderful, supportive world. Now, as I develop my fan club, I have members here, there, everywhere. And I have card-carrying members, which means that they're not ashamed to show the world that they are a member of my fan club, that they support me in every beautiful way, and that they back me up, and they say the integrity of this person that I am is without a doubt. He expresses his original purity and integrity now and always. What a fantastic guy! You see, this is the kind of fan club that we want to be in. This is the kind of fan club that makes all the difference in the world. This is the kind of fan club that will be what you want it to be, if you want it to be. Now, do you want it to be that way? Do you want it to be that kind of a fan club that supports you and encourages you and does all those things that make life just wonderful for you? Or do you want to have the kind of fan club that doesn't function? Well, it's all up to you and all up to me, the kind of fan club I have. My fan club. People who believe in me. And I created every one of them from the get-go. Every one of them from the get-go. Every one of them in my heart, in my soul, in my being. I created them. And I love them. And they love me. And life is so fantastic, so wonderful, so good, so beautiful, so true. Because that's what it's all about. And that's what I'm all about. Would you like to join my fan club? I have lots of openings. Because every person in the universe is a member of my fan club. Now, would you like to be a member of my fan club? Come on in. It's a wonderful fan club. The water is fine, and everything is beautiful. So, join me today and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful life in my fan club. And you know, you tell me, and I'll join your fan club. You just call me, you just write me, you just say, Herb, would you join my fan club? I would like to have you as a premier charter member of my fan club. And I'll say, sure thing. You are my reflection of goodness, beauty, purity, and magnificence, and I'll join your fan club right now and every day of your life because you are so fantastic. I love you. I love you. I love you.